carrying passengers' facts. Legal requirements. You must know the location of these things on every bus you drive. First aid equipment. Fuel cut-off device. Fire extinguisher. Weight transfer. Passengers are most likely to notice weight transfer when the vehicle is cornering. Turning corners or travelling around bends too quickly will push passengers towards the outside of the bend. Accelerating harshly can cause your passengers to be thrown backwards. Braking harshly can cause your passengers to be thrown forwards. If you're driving towards traffic lights that are on green, slow down and be prepared for them to change. Passengers. Although it's important to follow your timetable, it's even more important to give passengers time and to be courteous and polite. You should look at passengers when you're collecting fares from them. This is especially helpful for those who have hearing difficulties and may want to lip read. Seat belts. If seat belts are provided, then they should be used at all times. Bus stops. At bus stops, you should aim to stop close to the curb. Make sure passenger doors are kept closed until the bus has come to a complete stop. If a bus stop is blocked and you can't get to it, the most important thing you should do before opening the exit door is to check for traffic on the left. Before opening doors and letting passengers off your bus, you should check mirrors to make sure there's nothing approaching that could hurt them. While issuing tickets, make sure you cancel any signal. Make sure you have finished issuing tickets before you move away. Before moving away, you should be very aware of passengers who may be getting on or off the vehicle. Check your internal mirrors and your near side external mirror before starting to move. If you are operating a one-person operated double-decker bus, you must make sure that you use your internal mirrors to see passengers who are on the top deck. Kneeling bus. A kneeling bus uses a suspension to lower the front entrance. This makes it easier for passengers to get on. Don't forget to raise the step again before moving off. Ramps or lifts should be operated by fully trained people. Children. A yellow sign with an image of two children may be fitted to the front and rear of the bus that is carrying children. If you are driving a bus with children, you are allowed to use your hazard warning lights when children are getting on and off the bus. You should avoid any physical contact with children. There are specific times that you may need to have physical contact with children. These are a genuine self-defence, a medical emergency, to prevent a serious offence or threat to anyone's safety. Breakdowns. If your bus breaks down, you should move your passengers to the front of the bus. This is to limit injuries if another vehicle crashes into the back of you. If there's a fire on the bus, you should get all passengers off the bus. If it's possible, disconnect electrical lines and cut off the fuel supply. If you break down on a motorway and you can't remove your passengers from the vehicle, you should stop on the hard shoulder as far to the left. Use an emergency telephone to call for assistance. Nighttime driving. Make sure all interior lights are working before you start your journey. If you're driving a coach at night and have passengers on board, you should keep the interior light on. Leaving your coach. If passengers have access to your coach, it must never be left unattended. you or another responsible person must always be there to supervise. The road. When driving high-sided vehicles such as double-decker buses, changes in the road camber can affect the vehicle. As the bus leans towards the curb, there's a risk that shop awnings, trees and lampposts could hit the top deck. Weight. Your vehicle will handle very differently when it's full. 15 passengers will add about 1 ton to the vehicle's overall weight. 75 passengers will add about 5 tons to the vehicle's overall weight. 2 cases per passenger on a 50-seat coach will add about 1.5 tons to the overall weight. A full bus will take longer to build up speed and be more difficult to stop. Exhaust fumes. If exhaust fumes are getting into the vehicle, this could be a danger to your passengers. Stop as soon as it's safe to do so and have the fault put right before continuing. Disabilities. It is illegal for bus and coach operators to discriminate against people with disabilities. You must allow wheelchair users access to the designated space if it's available. If it's been used, you can refuse to allow them access. If the boarding device on your bus won't work, you may need to deny them access. If you know you'll be driving a route and picking up wheelchair users, you should check that any ramp or lift is in place and in good working order before leaving. A person carrying a white stick may be visually impaired. If the stick has a red ring or red and white checks painted on it, they may also have hearing difficulty. Other, TVs must be out of sight of a driver.